Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, when you pop in for a takeaway coffee, do you bring your Keep cup with you, or is life just too short for all of that palaver and you accept the takeaway cup, which is proffered by the barista? Well, the so-called latte levy was a way that was proposed to penalise you for such profligate behaviour. Where has it gone and is it about to return? Well, I'm joined by Joe Lennon, climate journalist, sustainability expert and futurist. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So there is legislation for the latte levy.
Yes, it's such a great name, the latte levy. It was legislated for in 2022, but it's been radio silence since then. And the proposed legislation basically said that if you're buying a single-use coffee and you get that single-use plastic or compostable cup, there would be a 20-cent charge on it. But there's been radio silence. And during the summer, actually, Businesses Against Litter did a big survey and they found that 42% of beaches actually had single-use coffee cups on them. So they're calling for the government to bring in this levy. Now, the government is saying, actually, maybe we need to take the pressure off the consumer and let's maybe put it on the producer or the importers instead.
So in other words, if a coffee emporium orders in 500 takeaway cups, they would pay the 20 cent at that point. So the government gets the money straight away.
Exactly. And it's not being put onto the consumers. But for that to happen, there needs to be a change to the Circular Economy and Miscellaneous Provisions Act. So it's a little bit convoluted. But it has brought up this conversation about reusable cups, Keep cups, to-go cups and single-use cups.
Okay, so talk to me about what's there at the moment. I mean, the Keep cup is one that you can provide yourself.
Yeah, and like, look, it's one of those things I always find in sustainability. There's some things where it's just like you could be, you know, splitting hairs a little bit. But essentially, at the moment in Ireland, we're throwing away about 22,000 single-use paper cups every hour. So it's 9:30. There's probably about 10,000 in the bin since 9 o'clock, which is crazy. So what we're trying to do is move away from those. And by the way, they're really expensive for the cafes to buy as well. Like, they're a big expense. So you have your reusable cup. Now, you can have that in plastic or you can have it in metal. If you have it in plastic, that needs to be used 20 times for it to cancel out its environmental impact. If you have a metal one, it needs to be used 130 times to cancel out that environmental impact. So it really depends on how sustainable and reusable you are. I have a metal one. Pat, you have a metal one.
I've got a plastic and metal one. Oh. The outer skin is plastic and the inner skin is aluminium.
So. Have you used it 130 times?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you're doing great. So it really depends. But I suppose in either case, what you're trying to do is just get people into the habit. Now, what you don't want is to accumulate 100 plastic reusable cups or 17 metal ones. You really just want to have the one and reuse it.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Now, so there are all sorts of calculations about all of this, but there is a system which is called To-Go Cup, which might be the answer to this whole problem.
Yes, and this has been in Ireland for a couple of years, but I think consumers maybe don't know what it is, or maybe they're not sure what the story is. So if you go into most cafes now, you'll see near the counter this lovely grey cup with a kind of a turquoise lid on it, and it's plastic. And basically what you can do is, if you've forgotten your reusable cup or you don't own one, you can get your coffee in one of these To-Go cups, the number 2GO Go. And basically you pay €2 deposit, you take your cup, and then you can return that cup anywhere. I think a lot of times people don't realise that, like, they think they maybe have to go back to that cafe, maybe they're on the road, but you actually just keep it, and any cafe that does that, you can return it and get your deposit back.
Okay, so if you're starting at point A and you buy your coffee there and you then go about your business, you still have it, you finish your coffee maybe half an hour later, you pass by another cafe that does the To-Go cup, and you get your €2 there.
Exactly. Or if you're in a situation and you want to keep it, it's only cost you €2. So it's a really, really good system. I don't think a lot of people are using it. It's great to get the word out there. And that, to me, is just the best solution.
Now, people are very confused about recyclable coffee cups. are there viable ones? Because, you know, generally there's a film of plastic to actually stop the coffee from soaking through the cardboard.
This is it. There's a layer of propylene that stops it going in. And by the way, not to get into the health things, but drinking out of that all the time is really not good for your health. But anyway, I digress. Yes, there is a layer. Now, in theory, you will see we serve 100% compostable cups here. And the idea with those is that they are compostable. They're missing that plastic. They can go into the brown compost bin and they can be composted in theory. But in practice, very few places can process them. If they do process them, it can take up to 14 weeks with heat and time to actually decompose. And into the bargain, most consumers put them into the recycling bin. They're not actually separating them, putting them into a brown bin. So in theory, yes, the compostable are great, but actually in practice, they're pretty much the same as having a single use, in my opinion.
Interesting text here. Butler's Cafe give you a 20-cent discount when you bring your own cup. If a latte levy is introduced, will I pay an extra 20-cent for my coffee on top of what I'm now paying? So
no, I think if you're, what happened is when this legislation started being talked about, so many cafes did that. They said, let's get ahead of this. If you bring your own cup, we'll give you the discount now. So, and look, like I said, those cups cost cafes a fortune. So I don't think you'll be charged extra.
Too many coffee shops handing out disposable cups for sit-in customers. Oh, they're too lazy to wash.
This is my bugbear. And I think some people actually enjoy the takeaway coffee. Like sometimes it's a nice little Instagram moment and I get that. But like if you're sitting in somewhere, please take the reusable cup. 100%.
I have concerns, says Linda, about hygiene and these reusable cups.
Yes, and you know what? That's a great point because people had really adopted the reusable cup things pre-COVID, and then COVID came in and suddenly cafes said, actually, we're not going to deal with them because of hygiene reasons. There's absolutely no reason why they're not hygienic. The to-go cups are washed perfectly. It would be the same as having a ceramic cup. If you're bringing your own, obviously you're responsible for that. Really, I would not worry about that. They're completely hygienic.
Another one, to my amazement, I never see young people using Keep cups. It's usually older women like myself that I see using them.
I do think there's a whole culture around the single-use thing and it looks lovely and it feels kind of nice in your hand. I do think there's a culture, but I guess it's just educating people and giving them the options.
Jo Lennon, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.